Welcome to Audio Boom's exclusive Q&A with Rabia Chaudhry. In this final installment, we asked Rabia to weigh in on the impact of Undisclosed. What do you think it is about Serial and Undisclosed that's captured people's attention?
I think people have always been fascinated with real crime. I mean, this is not a new phenomenon, right? Whether it's the Dateline, I mean, I grew up watching this stuff, you know. I think there are 24-hour networks that focus on just real crime stories. So that's always a source of fascination. And what Sarah was really, you know, able to do very well, other than just the production value alone, was really, really wonderful. I mean, the music was incredible, right? But was that she was able to keep a level of ambiguity that kept people hooked, right? It was always like, did he, didn't he? Like, and it wasn't contrived. This is the most fascinating aspect of this case. You can take almost any part of it and you can read it lots of different ways. And people do. People can you know, just pick up one thing, like Adnan calling her the night before, you know, and that can seem really like something really nefarious, but at the same time people are like, well, yeah, but he was seeing somebody else, and you know, what does that mean? And we know in her diary, you know, like from the reading her diary, you can read it different ways. So there's just no, and it's almost like because there's no smoking gun, that's what kept people hooked. Although I think people wanted it at the very end, they wanted like some closure. And for me, you know, I want to ask the public this question because I'm so close to the case that for me, it wasn't like an entertainment, or I could not enjoy Serial. You know, Serial stressed me the hell out, and Serial stressed Adnan out, and all of us close to Adnan out. So I wish I could have enjoyed Serial the way other people had. But I think that's what the fascination is. I think people like real crime. And I think people are hoping in the next couple of seasons that Serial also does like some true crime stuff, because a murder mystery is exciting. And then there was a lot of layers in this story, right? You have the cultural layers. They're looking into this religious community that nobody really ever hears about. You know, these are two young, attractive, you know, high school kids. We remember that age. Remember, you know, the songs and the prom and all these things. Gutierrez is a fascinating character. There's characters, right? Like, so now with Undisclosed, I feel like, you know, our following is, of course, it's going to be a fraction of Serials. I think most people's following is a fraction of Serials, but it is people who are like really hardcore into the case. And those are the people who I'm blown out of the water by, because those are the people who like take notes and they come up with like 3-page-long theories and they'll email, and I'm like, I literally don't even have the time to read. Like, I can't see myself doing this for a case if I wasn't like deeply connected to it for some reason. And I'm amazed by that. And I think it's great though. I think because those are the people who are not taking it as entertainment, they're taking it as something that's really real. I think our undisclosed audience are the people who are like, this is some real stuff. It's real life.
How do you feel about the degree to which Adnan's story has become entertainment?
So there was definitely some discomfort, but I think at the same time that entertainment value was necessary. We needed it. Like, if Sarah could have told the story, you know, and what if like nobody listened to it? You know what? We would not have the Innocence Project on board. We wouldn't be anywhere close to where we are today. So it was a necessary difficulty.
Do you view Undisclosed as part of a larger social justice movement?
I absolutely do. I mean, I think that, and you know, I have been an activist and advocate on like a broad array of issues totally unconnected to the case, but when I see a phenomenon like Serial, and part of my work is actually I work on a project that's funded by Google and Facebook on using social media tools for advocacy, and podcasting fits right into that. So I see now the power of podcasting, which for people, you know, if you can package it in a way that they can just like listen to it while they're on the go and, you know, jogging or whatever, it's so much easier to get the information to people than, like, you know, Susan had written blogs that are like 40 pages long, right? Very few people are going to read that. I think it's a really powerful tool, and I think it should be. And I hope that this is, and Sarah did it with Serial, shines a light on the ambiguities in the criminal justice system, on how things can go very wrong, on how people can get convicted and get ridiculous. Like, even if you think Adnan's guilty, at 17 with no priors, a life sentence plus 30 years mean he's going to die in prison. Like, is that an ethical sentence? Like, who are we as a country? And what's really fascinating is like the response from international audiences who are like appalled that a juvenile was given a life sentence, right? With no possible, you know, just basically you're going to, it's a death sentence. It's a death sentence. And I think it opens up a lot of doors. I think in the state of Maryland, because I'm a Maryland resident, you know, I think there's, we're now seeing that people are interested in looking at alternate ways to get around the system. The system is really hard to fight once you're convicted. So the establishment of something like an innocence commission that would work outside of the courts, but be commissioned by the governor, let's say, are good ways. But, you know, I think it's showing people how easily, like when you are arrested and charged, the fight is like 80% over for you. 90%, you've already lost like 80 or 90% of the battle.
It's been great reading listener questions and going behind the scenes with Undisclosed. Be sure to check out the Audioboom blog, where we'll have more listener questions and audio extras from Rabia, Susan, and their co-producer, Colin Miller. And of course, you don't want to miss the next episode of Undisclosed. Thanks for listening. This is Audioboom.